a while, a product comes along, and it's just so superior to what's out there, and it's so groundbreaking, it's like hard to even understand it. And you got to have somebody come on and explain it. And that's the situation with Strauss Heart Drops. The audience, certainly, most of it is way familiar with the product and has been helped and blessed in so many ways for many, many years here from the Power Hour. And always one of our favorite guests that we have on is Wayne Elliott. Wayne was, I don't want to say a patient, that's the wrong word. It was a user, was a consumer of the Strauss Heart Drops, and then he became just a major advocate for it for what it did for him. And he describes it and gives a story probably better than just about anybody I know of almost any product I know. Strauss Heart Drops, Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you very much, Daniel. It's my pleasure always.
Let me go over a little statistic. We weren't really going to go here, but Sherry Rogers was on a little bit ago, and she mentioned that, you know, America has the most expensive health care in the world, and at one point, a year or so ago, we were 37th healthiest. Well, we're still the most expensive health care, but now we're the 43rd healthiest. We're going in the wrong direction. People are getting sicker and sicker. Have you seen this up in Canada also? Is this kind of your observation or experience?
There's no question about that, Daniel. And Jim Strauss Sr. always taught me that between genetically modified foods, which lack the enzymes that nature provided in the original foods, and all of the chemicals in our life, under our sinks, in the kitchen, in the air, at work, it's in the water. I mean, we're surrounded by chemicals. And Jim always believed they were the two major causes of cancer, which I'll be 65 years old in 2 weeks myself, Daniel. And when I was young, people often didn't use the entire word cancer. I remember a friend when I started out in business and I was into a factory going to pick up a load of metal or garbage, and the manager, who was a nice man and a mentor to me, you know, he looked concerned. I said, "Gee, how are you doing? Is everything okay today?" And he said to me, "I've got the C." And people didn't even like to talk about it. Today, there's hardly anyone that doesn't know someone suffering one form of cancer or another. And, you know, it's no coincidence, Daniel. Everything has a cause. And that's why I keep talking and I'll never stop, because we're not making the right moves. And with all due respect, Western medicine, some very hardworking people, doctors and nurses and dedicated people, but I believe the negativity towards nature and natural medicine, they're not even allowed to talk to you about it, your doctors. The College of Physicians and Surgeons prohibits that, because the doctors don't have, they are not educated on it. And what they are told is they don't know what the effect of herbs and natural medicines will be on the pharmaceuticals. Well, I'll tell you something, Daniel. They also don't know what two pharmaceuticals, when mixed together, do to anybody, because all the test candidates have one and they have to be clean to start with. So, you know, we don't have to talk about Western medicine. I just have such angst against these chemical drugs. So right away, your liver is going to pay some heck to take those chemicals. We don't have equipment in us for chemicals. And, you know, it's not surprising at all. What's the booming business in Canada? There isn't much anymore, I'll tell you. But the booming one, healthcare. It's the only one that's growing in leaps and bounds, newer, bigger hospitals. Not everyone has a personal doctor. There's a shortage. Every pharmaceutical under the sun. One of my guys and I, a dear friend and I, are watching the television last night, and they had a couple of pharmaceutical ads on. We've all heard them. And it's just so outrageous to me to risk some of those ill effects for some of the things these drugs are for. And, you know, nature had everything perfect, has everything perfect, Daniel, and everything in nature's proportion is perfect. So, you know, it's kind of desperate straits, and I'm always, you know, the personal rewards for me when every new person goes on Strauss Heart Drops or other some great natural product, You know, it warms my heart, really, and it saves the country money, saves the country a lot of money. And in Canada, our health care is very costly, just as yours is in the United States. Ours is free as far as seeing doctors go. It's just good luck trying to get one and when you might get to see them. It's big business, and I think the bottom line, Daniel, is no one wants a free or a $500 cure for anything. No one in the pharmaceutical business and in the hospital business anyway.
Let me focus on a couple of things you just said. Very profound. You said cause. Everything has a cause. And it seems like with these doctors, it's like, well, no, we just talk about symptoms. No, it's just, who knows? It just, cancer just magically appears. It cracks me up. And you said due respect to Western medicine. Wayne, I think it's high time. We've given way too much respect to Western medicine, allopathic medicine, or what have you. The good news to me, it's kind of like what you just said. I don't think there's ever been a time, I know there's never been a time, where drugs have been pushed so much, illegal and quote-unquote legal. Never. Never in the history of man, recorded man that we know. But at the same time, never have we had such access to herbs or natural things or things like Strauss Heart Drops. And many, many people are taking their own health to themselves. They're taking their health independence back. To me, that's exciting.
It's very exciting, Daniel. And when I used to do a lot more radio shows and many, many lectures in Canada for the most part about Strauss and nature and health and sickness, I used to say to people, look, if the doctor told you to go home, go out to the barn and grab a pitchfork and eat, you know what, you'd do it. And people would laugh, and I'd say, don't laugh, you do it, you know, exaggerating the point, obviously. But and then people would come up to me and say, my doctor made me go on two more pills. I said, what do you do, tie it down, did he, and stick it in one of your orifices? And what do you do, he made you. I said, you got to get it straight. He took an oath, he works for you, and I'd report him if I was you. I mean, it was just so outrageous to me, Daniel. No doctor's ever going to make me take it, I'll tell you that. But it is, and I say to people, my God, the most important thing to you in your life is your health, your well-being, to have a good life and be able to do things. Be a part of the decision, man. Use your God-given common sense and start doing, you know, the mental arithmetic here. And people were just so afraid to even tell their doctors, Daniel, that I'm going to take these Strauss Heart Drops, or I want to. And I never did get that. But again, I was blessed to be a student of Jim Strauss for so long and spent so much time with Jim. It's certainly the most profound thing that's ever happened in my good life, Daniel, is Jim Strauss.
Let me interject there. For people who are... maybe you haven't heard you before. Jim Strauss was the inventor of the Strauss Heart Drops, and Wayne spent a lot of time. We'll get into some of the specifics of this, but give us a little story. What was it like being around Jim? What were some of the things you talked about? What are some of the things he inspired in you?
Well, I really appreciate it. I'm an environmentalist. I have a group of recycling companies, right, from recycling big ships, warships, recycling, we recycle all the batteries in Ontario, Canada. So we've always, tried to do our best, respect the environment. So this was kind of a natural for me. I needed help, for my own health with clogged arteries. From the days of playing football, and I drank more milk than any cow ever drank, chocolate and white. I drank it by the gallon daily. Gallons, I mean, Daniel. Serious. I loved milk more than anything. Well, sure enough, it clogged my arteries, and by my mid-30s, I was already having some issues. Didn't go to the doctor. Actually had an attack in my front yard one day. It knocked me down, and I was playing a football catching contest with the boys at one of the birthday parties and still didn't do anything about it. And boy, oh boy, was I lucky the day I found out about Strauss Heart Drops. I ordered a bottle that same day. I was about age, I don't know, 42 or 3. So somebody really looked after me to keep me alive over the years, those years where I didn't change a thing and didn't do anything about it. So... after taking them for 5 months, I got to meet Jim, and I thought I was Superman, Daniel. I mean, I was feeling like tip-top. I couldn't believe my energy. I foolishly almost stopped sleeping a lot of the time. I just worked, and Jim gave me heck for that the first time he stayed with me. But it was quite hard to describe to people how invigorating it was as I got more and more blood flow, as I dissolved more and more plaque and cholesterol with heart drops. So I got to live with Jim and travel with him. He lived in my house, I would say, for between 1 and 2 months at a time, I guess a half a dozen times. And all we did was talk. I really loved the man. He was quite a character, a seventh generation herbalist. And I think a one of Daniel, because his family both recognized the medicinal value of herbs and put their formulas together by taste. Just like a cook or a chef would do, or your mom making a soup, always taste it before you serve it. And that's how they put their formulas together. And I'll tell you, Daniel, they had this craft down so cold, it was something. I got to see it, excuse me, not only with Jim, but after 6 months, I became the Ontario distributor way back then. And after about a year, I became the Eastern Canadian distributor and the spokesperson for Strauss. And I took over the radio shows and lectures from Jim. I loved it and saw a lot of him. But he was quite a guy. At first, Daniel, when I would go and watch his lectures, I would think to myself, oh, geez, I wish he didn't say that. You know, doesn't sound quite right, a thing to say. But I must tell you this. The man never told me one thing that did not turn out to be true. He was just an amazing man. Had an understanding of nature like no one I've ever met. And a true man interested in helping people. If he could help you with some cayenne pepper, if that was the solution for you. I saw this once in Kamloops. Lady was very distraught. Her husband brought her in and she was sobbing. And Jim made some small talk with her and had an assistant get a small plate of cayenne pepper, told her to wet her finger, put it in the cayenne and wipe it on her tongue. And she's so hot. He said, I know it is. She said, can I have water? No, you can't have any water. And, you know, and she laughed, smiling and joking with him about a half an hour later. And he said, no, I'm not going to sell you cayenne pepper. You go over to the store, you can get enough for a year.
We'll be right back. We're talking to Wayne Elliott, who is discussing Strauss heart drops. We're just kind of reminiscing a little bit about his time with Jim Strauss, who was the inventor. His family came up with this formula. And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is really a pioneer in so many ways, and Wayne was able to spend so much time. Finishing your story there about the woman with the cayenne, why did he put cayenne on the tongue, and what was it doing for her?
That's probably the single best, quickest relief for depression and anxiety. And this woman was truly, she was sobbing when she came into to Strauss there in Kansas.
Really?
I've recommended that many, many times since, and it's helped many people. And of course, there's no limit to the number of times you can take it. And if it's too hot for anyone, I'd suggest taking a glass of tomato or vegetable juice and mix in at least a half a spoonful. It won't be hot. The tomato juice seems to take that effect away, but it will warm you up. It's another great thing to do if you're suffering this terrible cold that's happening in a lot of the country right now. Best thing you can do, a teaspoon of cayenne pepper and a large glass of tomato juice, drink that down, and it's like drinking liquid heat, but it won't burn you. Won't hurt you.
So he had her put it right on her tongue. So she just put a teaspoon of cayenne right on her tongue.
No, he just had her wet her finger, her index finger, and stick it in the cayenne pepper,
okay,
and then wipe it on her tongue.
I got it.
And she said, oh, that's hot. He said, I know it's hot. She said, I want some water. He said, you can't have any. And we all laughed. She laughed before you know it. So it really is great. I mean, cayenne could be the greatest medicinal herb, we don't know. I mean, it's the second ingredient in Strauss heart drops. And I know the reason why, too. The Strauss heart drops were made for Jim himself in 1980. He was Austrian. He loved told me he loved the pork soup, the one that has an inch of fat on top when it's cold, and sausages and all that stuff, bacon and eggs, and didn't know anything about cholesterol. So he had a massive heart attack. Somebody must have been watching over him because he was 100 yards from the Vancouver hospital, wheeled his car right into emergency and laid on the horn, he said. And they told him that he had to have four arteries bypassed. They were, very clogged. I can't remember the amount, Daniel, but that he could die that day. And so he had them describe for him exactly what they said was going on in his arteries. And he insisted on taking a medical helicopter back to Kamloops. And he couldn't walk and he couldn't lay down for the angina pain. So he has an easy chair at home. I've sat in that chair at Jim's home. And him and his son, Peter, discussed what they could do for this plaque problem. And they came up with the herbs, garlic extract. Garlic oil was the first most important one, cayenne pepper, I believe white willow bark, bilberry, motherwort, hawthorn berries and leaves, all good hard herbs. And they claim it was 2 or 3 hours with a gram scale and chewing. They had the herbs. They were medicine men, so Jim started out just peddling out of his house, many, many years ago, and people would come to see him. But anyway, they took about 3 hours to make what's today called the Strauss Heart Drops. Jim didn't know how much he'd need today to take, so he drank about 50 milliliters a day, which would be, the very minimum for 2 or 3 weeks, but he drank it every day. And in 2.5 weeks, Daniel, he walked to his mailbox, and in 6.5 weeks, he went back to work, and he worked another, 59 he was, so another 25 years at least, and never had a surgery or a pill.
Wow, that is a cool story. We'll get into your, we only have about a minute or so. You were telling me during the break something else you learned from Jim about the colors of nature.
Yeah, nature color-coded the foods. Red foods are to make red blood cells. Green are for energy. Yellow and orange for kidney and liver. Blue is for pain. And, boy, I'll tell you, I'm a guy who tests everything. I'm from Missouri, and it certainly is true. The interesting thing, almost everybody loves cherries when they first come up, at least up in our neck of the woods in Canada. They just love those cherries when they first come out, dark and hard and lovely. And as Jim would say, You'll go and get a bag and you'll eat them all, and you might get a second bag, and the last few you'll even go spoil in the bowl. And it's true, because our body can only store red blood cells for 120 days, and these are red enzymes, and so we crave them when they come available, and we lose our craving. I mean, I love cherries, but it's definitely true. You'll have to let those last few sit in the bowl because your body's telling you it's had enough. And very interesting. If you have pain, try blue foods, blue grapes, blueberries. It's effective.
Stay right there. We'll be back on the other side. More with the one and only Wayne Elliott, the Strauss Heart Drops. Available at the Power Mall, of course. We're going to talk about that specifically on the products on the other side. Over at the Power Mall, of course, we got all the great specials. Sherry Rogers, a year worth of interviews with her. You get a CD. We've sold quite a bit of those. Good Health Naturally, all the products there, the Serapeptase and the Curcumin, the Living Clay, of course, a warehouse moving sale, a lot of the products I can't even mention, and we can't put them on sale on the website. You're going to have to call Jay to get the price and what have you. Paratrex, Renaltrex, Lateral Flora, Zeotrex, Detoxidine from Global Healing Center, Intracal, Turmeric Liquid, and a detox foot pads, all those from Global Healing. We can't put on the website, but they're on sale. You can call Jay about those, of course. Certainly one of the most, if not the most important thing we've ever sold and have helped so many people is Strauss Heart Drops on sale at the Power Mall. Wayne's here to talk about them. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. As long as my wife doesn't doesn't move them, keeps them in the same spot. I take them on a regular basis. I don't have blocked arteries, but they help me. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, about to die. Why wait till you're about to die before you do something about your health? I mean, this is just one of those products that, taking on a regular basis, it's helped me. It's helped thousands upon thousands of people, and I just really appreciate it. If you're looking for medical advice, please go see a doctor. If you want some other information and historical and testimonies and things like that, this is a fantastic product for you. And we're so glad to have Wayne. ThePowerMall.com, we're here because of you, because of your purchases. And we won't be here unless you keep buying stuff, keep donating, keep praying for us, all these things. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 877-817-9829, ThePowerMall.com. Getting back to Wayne, tell us a little bit about, you know, how do arteries get blocked? What is it about our diet or whatever that's going on that's seemingly not right, the cause, so to speak?
Well, I guess there are several causes, depending on, mostly involving lifestyle, I would think. But, and some of us are more prone than others. Thankfully, nature's given us a signal. And this was discovered by the Harvard Medical School in 1973, Daniel, that the crease on your earlobe, it's usually on an angle. Sometimes it can be straight down, but the crease on the earlobe, the bottom part of your ear, is the best predictor of clogged arteries. And it is a better predictor than all of the others put together. That's blood cholesterol test, which is the biggest myth in the Western medicine business. I'll talk about that more later. Triglycerides, obesity, smoking, hereditary, all those put together are not as good an indicator as the earlobe crease. So, folks, you can do what I did after I read that. I went to a mirror. I have creases on both my earlobes. Now, they don't go away when your arteries get clear, and then nature gives you the signal. And so that you don't get rid of the creases, but you'll know when you've got rid of the plaque and cholesterol. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, we never hear that from our doctors. It came from Harvard, Daniel. Why was it never talked about? But by the same token, let's face it, John Hopkins, one of the gurus of Western medicine, quite a few years ago, said that neither chemo or radiation was the method to treat any cancer. And has it stopped? No, there's a pretty big investment in radiation and chemotherapy. You won't hear doctors talk about that, but again, from their own gurus. And they went on to say, they almost mirrored what Strauss said, Daniel, except for one thing. They claimed you need dairy products. Well, to start with, you don't need dairy products at all unless your mother was a cow. If your mother's not a cow, you do not need the milk or cheese or any of those products. It's just as simple as that. And I'm a good example, Daniel, having drank more milk than any baby cow, and it clogged my arteries. But otherwise, they had it the same as what Strauss always said. And I've seen great results with this, Daniel. The top of the list was up to 10 fresh lemons a day squeezed into water to drink. And that puts our body into a pH state of alkalinity, where we're supposed to be, where we're meant to be. But red meats, coffees, all the refined carbs, baked goods, sugar of all types, and several foods, of course, are shellfish the worst. Pork is next of the meats being acidic and causing our bodies to be acidic. Cancer can only grow in an acidic environment. If you get your body to an alkaline state on the right side of the pH scale, lemons is the one of the easiest ways to do it, but there's more benefits than just that. But if you're in an alkaline pH state, Daniel, you could no more grow cancer in you than you could grow tomatoes on Highway I-95. In the pavement. It needs the acid to grow. So Strauss's cancer regime was a very tough 6 weeks. And you hear about feed the cancer, keep your strength up. Well, no, you're feed yourself, keep your strength up. Well, you're feeding the cancer too. So starving yourself is more like it. and detoxing all the various parts of your body. It involves vegetable juices and some detox products. The liver has to be detoxed, and those lemons are at the top of the list. And, of course, right down to if you're hungry or you need protein, you would make a bean soup, for example, but not eat the solids because you do want to starve that cancer. And Jim always told me a person that was 200 pounds that did this for 6 weeks might lose 40 pounds. Another key, Daniel, for cancer is the lymphatic system, the lymph system. You must detox that because if the lymph system gets jammed up, the defense, our real defense department, our immune system can't work properly, and then we have cancer. So I'm really excited to say, Daniel, I got to tell you, I'm so excited, and we'll be talking about it lots on the Power Hour. Later this year, Strauss will be manufacturing a number of the original formulas, and one of them is the lymphatic formula. And that is, in my opinion, the best prevention for cancer. Clean out the lymphatics, the detox, where you clean out your lymph system. It's painless. Takes 3 months maximum and very cost efficient. So I'm so excited they're bringing that back because it was such an incredible product, along with seven other great products that they made by popular demand, great popular demand. And as time's gone by, Daniel, what we were just talking about a few minutes ago, there's new diseases and ailments, it seems, syndromes, every week or every month. Well, there are causes to those, and we're just not doing right by ourselves. So, you know, these great detox formulas, natural formulas like the lymphatic, are just, they're necessary because of the lifestyle we're leading and surrounded by chemicals and artificial man-made foods. You can't duplicate nature, Daniel, and nature didn't even duplicate itself. There's no two snowflakes identical, no two people, no two giraffes. So that's what gives us our strength is the biodiversity. Genetically modified, where everything's the same. First of all, I don't know how they could get all the enzymes that nature provided. And Jim always said that's the problem. Notwithstanding, there may be some other harm. And now since scientists have told us there is, the original wheat, for example, is not around any longer. There's some 200 versions of it, and they all make us fatter around the middle. That's it. It's fact. Well known. They've written books about it. They call it wheat belly is the name of one book. And yet, how are we to stay healthy eating these foods, which aren't, some people call them Frankenfoods, but they're man-made foods. They're not nature's proportion. So, I got carried away there, Daniel. I forget your question, but hopefully I covered it.
Well, let me first of all say, you can get carried on any time. I just love hearing you talk. I don't know what it is about you. But anyway, secondly, we're very excited to be carrying your new formulas. The heart drops have been fantastic. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a few months, but we're very excited. And as time goes by, as we get closer and closer, we'll talk more about the specifics. The original question, we got about 30, 40 seconds before the break, but the original question was, let me simplify it. What goes on in the arteries that cause the hardening, cause the plaque building? What is it that happens in our bodies? Maybe answer that, and on the other side we'll continue. And then from your experience, the heart drops, what can somebody who's listening who has artery blockage, what can they expect? And for somebody who's, you know, relatively healthy, but maybe, you know, maybe want a little jolt or what have you and help their heart a little bit, what can they expect? That's the two questions I would ask.
Okay, well, to start with, what sticks to our arteries, and it literally sticks like glue, is this plaque, which is kind of like cement, Daniel. Obviously not as hard as cement, but
it's
a hard cement.
Yeah, hold that thought. We'll get down to the other side. This little cement, almost like tartar. I picture it like tartar on your teeth, kind of, but in your arteries. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com. You can get the Strauss Heart Drops. It's truly, if not the greatest, certainly one of the greatest things we've ever offered. And you guys know that better than me. So stay tuned. Just let the pleasure. to be with Wayne. I love to be with excited people, sharp people, independent type spirit. I mean, it's just very good. And we love Strauss Heart Drops, and so many people, you guys have told us how much you love it. For people, maybe new listeners, Wayne, let's talk about the arteries. What goes on? Something, calcium or whatever, gets to the side of the arteries and the plaque. Explain that process and how Strauss helps it.
Well, yes, it's like a bit of a cement that sticks, and then, of course, it seems to kind of like Velcro, where we'll tend to clog up worse in some places than others. And of course, all the while, every bit that sticks, Daniel, is restricting blood flow to either from your heart or to that part of the body, including your eyes, your ears. First good thing that happened with me in 2 weeks on Strauss Heart Drops is I could hear in my left ear again, and I never dreamed that was cholesterol. Macular degeneration, cholesterol. You do not need to go blind with macular degeneration. You need to dissolve the cholesterol and plaque. I was at a lecture in Welland years ago, and this man had the whole room crying when he told his story about how his doctor told him he'd be blind before the end of the summer, and he took Strauss Heart Drops for several months and was telling them that he didn't need the he wore big glasses, but didn't need the magnifying glass anymore. And he knew he wasn't going to go blind. So, they like to make some of it rocket science, but it really isn't. The Strauss Heart Drops dissolve plaque and cholesterol. Now, in our carotid arteries that run along the side of our neck up to our brain, and our brain needs 20% of the oxygen that our body gets, 20%. So if it's getting less, if it gets little enough, you have a stroke. It's like a brain attack, and it's from lack of oxygen, just like a heart attack is from lack of oxygen. The blood's the only transportation system, so it carries the oxygen, the water, the wastewater, the food, the toxins, and that leads us to the cholesterol myth. When you take Strauss Heart Drops and you have a problem like I had, your blood cholesterol level will go up for a period of time. And that's right, I said up, not down. Folks, it's the only transportation route to take. It's the only path in our body is our blood. So that dissolved plaque and cholesterol has to go through the blood to go to our disposal, which is you know where. So this is the big myth. And 80%, Daniel, 80% of heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol. Well, it's not a coincidence. It's not floating in our blood like it should be when we're healthy. If there's any excess, it should move and go to our disposal. That's what happens with heart drops. If it's stuck somewhere in your arteries and veins, your blood cholesterol test doesn't reveal it. It's not in your blood. It's stuck on your vessels, veins, or arteries. So 80% of heart attack victims have low blood cholesterol, and that's why. And here they are treating the people that have high blood cholesterol, many of which their bodies are just working the way they're supposed to. I've got a friend, this distresses the heck out of me, that since 30 years old, he's 50 now, since 30 years old, they have had him on, his doctor's had him on two statin drugs for prevention, Daniel. And this fellow doesn't look great. He's overweight. He's kind of puffy. And I cannot convince him that that is madness. And to take heart drops instead, if he's worried at all, they're not even saying he has clogged arteries. Now he does have some because he's got earlobe creases, and usually the deeper the crease, some people's ears look like they're actually slit. The crease is so deep. But
yeah,
make no mistake about that, folks. Mine are pretty deep and pretty pronounced. You know, this chemical drug business. And here's another thing, Daniel. If these pharmaceuticals work to fix or cure you, either one, call it what you like, any of them, then you get to stop taking them one day. The doctor'd say, Wayne, your blood pressure's finally normal. The pills work. You can stop. Nobody's ever been told that. Nobody's ever heard that from a doctor. Why? Because those blood pressure pills, they treat your symptoms. They treat your numbers. I know my mom was on them for years till we got her off them and the Strauss kidney formula, and she was tip-top and into her late 80s. But just think about that. Now, when people take Strauss heart drops, the only people that need and should take them for life, Daniel, every day is diabetics. They have a problem with, like, my best friend that lived with me for a while there, and we got him all straightened out. He had five black toes. His legs were dark blue and red. There was no hair on his legs. He had many things wrong with him, but diabetes was one, and he was about to lose some toes. He didn't lose anything, and neither does any other diabetic have to lose anything. They just need the blood flow. I swear on my life, the good Lord should take it right this minute if I'm not telling the truth. That is the answer for diabetes, Strauss heart drops. You don't even need to take extra. You can take a half a drop or two or three times a day, and that's all you need to take, and your life will change, and you won't lose anything else. I've met people, Daniel, lost one leg already, supposed to have the second one off, didn't. One day, a guy, Jim Strauss and I were in a store, and a guy came up to him with crutches with one leg off, and he dropped his crutches and hugged Jim that he saved his other leg. They were going to take it off, and the Strauss heart drops, thought they were going to have to, and the Strauss heart drops got the blood flowing properly and got blood everywhere. That's the thing. Everywhere you got a vein, vessel, little capillary to your skin, the Strauss heart drops will make sure you get blood there. And we've all seen people who are a little grayish in color, a little bluish, the lips, just not an even color. That's circulation, Daniel. That is circulation. The answer is Strauss heart drops. I swear to God, that's the answer.
Let me give a little disclaimer. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is not medical advice. This is experience. I mean, this is testimony. This is real life, what's been going on decades of this product. So please consult your doctor if you want medical advice. And, you know, you're using your doctor now. Just take the heart drops and then go to your doctor. Hey, how am I doing? Am I doing better? You know, how's my feet looking? Are my feet looking better? They'll tell you. They'll tell you what's going on.
That's right. Be part of your own decision. It's your health. And absolutely, I'm not a doctor, Daniel. I will say this, that in those 6 years, I sold many millions of dollars worth of these products and talked to many thousands of people on the radio and at lectures, especially face-to-face. And so it is experience I'm speaking from, Daniel, and I'm so thrilled these other products are coming back. But Strauss Heart Drops was always the lead product. Circulation is the most important function in our bodies. And if something doesn't get blood, folks, your shoulder, your liver, your brain, you got trouble coming.
Wayne, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk soon, my friend. We're excited about the new products in the future. A few months off. Just always great to have you on. God bless you, my friend.
You too. It's always my pleasure. Thank you.
ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Check it out. Please consider these things to purchase for your life, for your independence. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on the end of the week. Dave Janda is going to be here, so we're really excited to have him, among other things. So you take care. God bless you. You're called for this, and you can do it. You're here. Stand in your truth, all right? Talk to you soon.